Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But y'all won't be my friend.
Hello and welcome to The Friend Request. It's your host, Chloe Madron, dropping in at the top of the episode by myself just to say a little hello. I am actually very excited to let you know that I'm doing my very first Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, right? It's an hour show. It's my first hour. I'm so freaking excited. After Melbourne, we're hopefully doing Sydney, hopefully Brisbane, and then we're going all over the world. So, but the better this show goes in Melbourne, the more I can bring it around everywhere else. So, this is me asking you, begging you, to see if you would like to come to the Melbourne show. If you are in Melbourne, my beautiful, lovely requestees, I would love to see you there. The show is called Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate. It's a real fun time, I promise. It is definitely about a touchy subject, which is disordered eating to a degree. You know, I talk about some stuff, but I make it funny, I promise. I was thinking about this the other day of like, I think that I've been rewatching Lena Dunham's Girls lately, and I'm like, this is like the fan base for this. People who like this, I think, will like me. And not to say that I am anywhere near like that. Oh, shut up, Chloe. I'm allowed to say something good about myself. Yeah, I think that you would like me because it's like that. Oh, we actually like to try and laugh about things that made us sad. It's a coping mechanism, and I know it's not for everyone, but it is for me. And I think if you're like that, you'll enjoy it too. I also have a lot of dumb, silly jokes, a lot of silly, absurd stuff. So if you're just like me, maybe you'd just like to come see it. If you don't think it's for you, but you know people in Melbourne, I would love if you told them about it or shared it with them or whatever. Anyway, that's enough of that. Come see the show. The details will be in the show notes of the podcast, of course. I also want to let you know that the Patreon is running. If you'd like to join that, tiers go from like $5 a month to $15, depending on what tier, depends on what you get. We've got bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, a quarterly Zoom slumber party, which will be happening very soon, end of January. And that's about it. So this week I am joined by this fantastic guest. You're going to love her. You've seen her on ABC's Gold Diggers. You've seen her on Taskmasters. You've seen her all over the telly. You love her. She's one of the funniest people in the country, in Australia. She's so goddamn funny. You're going to absolutely love her. So please give a warm welcome to the lovely Danielle Walker. I'm actually starting the podcast doing intros on my own now, so I feel like it'll be a little bit more natural and less weird. I don't know. I always stop people to be like, welcome to the show. So just thought I'd let you know in case at any point you're like, why haven't you introduced me?
Oh, I see. So you can do it on your own. So yeah. You don't have to be like, and here is a bunch of compliments you have to listen to.
Yep.
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more comfortable.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Involved. Yeah.
Good. Well, help yourself to some popcorn.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I will tell the listeners that this is the first time we've met. And it's very exciting. I'm so glad that you came. And I obviously have been a fan of the stuff that you do. So I have an idea about you, but I don't actually know you at all. So this is very exciting.
Yeah, well, I don't know you either. So it is nice.
It's all very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, the show's all about friendship. So naturally, I pretty much want to know. I tend to get into a lot of the guests' childhoods. I do have to say one compliment to you.
Okay.
You're so consistently like the funniest person in the room or in the project or whatever you're doing, you know, and it's...
Thank you.
Thank you. It's very impressive.
So sorry if I don't live up to it today.
No, that's okay. I market this as not a comedy podcast, okay. So the pressure is completely
great.
Off. Yeah. But I'm wondering, where did the funny come from? Is it like a defense mechanism from childhood or is your family just funny? Tell me everything.
I don't know. I think that maybe my family, they tell incredible stories,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if they know what's funny about their stories.
Yeah, okay.
But they would get lots of laughs from their stories.
Okay.
But I think people were laughing. I can't tell because yeah. I was a child, so I can't tell if my mum used to be incredibly witty and now she's just like, nah, I don't give a shit anymore. And... Yeah, I genuinely have no idea. Everybody in my family is funny, but they don't really, they're not making jokes.
Like, yeah. Okay, it's just their personality.
Yeah, like that's do you ever meet like somebody's dad and the dad is like telling you a joke book joke?
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that because I'm like, my family will just tell stories about whatever went on in that day.
Yeah. And it's just funny.
Yeah, it's just funny.
That's good.
In the way they tell it. Yeah. What they've been in, like, interested in about it is usually what I find funny.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like, because you grew up in Townsville,
yes.
Right? Yes. So it's, I don't know. I know a bunch of people from the country and that seems to be a common thing of it's like the bluntness, the Aussiness and all of these things that are just like naturally very funny.
Are you from Brisbane?
Yeah.
Brisbane's got some similar vibes.
Except
for there's this weird like there's some really rich kids in Brisbane as well who are kind of crazy when
it's
you meet
so
them.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
I went to a school of arts, which was like a public school, but everyone you had to start in grade 10. So everyone came from different schools.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were from private schools and a bunch were from public. And it was like this really weird mix of just go with this completely different economic side of people, you know. It was very weird. A lot of crazy kids.
Yeah, I feel like I was in my school we were the foundation grade of my high school.
Oh, wow.
And so I went to that school from preschool until year 12.
Wow, okay.
And when we started year 8, which was high school, we were the only class. It was just year 8s. And then when I started year 9, it was year 8, 9. So we were always the oldest grade.
Okay.
And I don't think that, because the school was small and I'd just always been there. So I think I felt quite comfortable there, did not bode well for the rest of my life as soon as I left, sort of. You know?
Yeah, because you would have had, like, this superiority the entire time that you were there, right?
Maybe not superiority because I always felt like I was, like, I'm invisible. But I think I felt like – it's weird. I was talking to one of my friends about it because I was, like – I felt like I was just, like – I sort of went through and nobody noticed me. And she was like, Danielle, you were the loudest person ever. I was like,
awesome.
Oh, I don't know. I did not know that.
Just clinging to the walls like, no one can see me, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, I you would have been, I guess, pretty comfortable being the top of the school at all points. Like,
yeah.
Being the oldest and then going out into the real world, seeing that there are people older and bigger, like big scary grown-ups and all of that.
Well, I don't think I ever thought that I would do a profession. And so I don't know. I'd never, I was so excited to go into the workforce because I was sort of like, I am going to be the youngest person around. And that's fun.
Yeah.
Because like want to look after you when you're the youngest new employee. And I'd always worked at like family businesses. So
yeah. Okay.
They're like a nice environment compared to like, have you ever worked at like a call center?
Yeah. Once.
Yeah, it's not like a family environment.
No. No, it's not. Or when they say it is, it's really freaky. Like
yeah.
Everyone's having sex with each other or something gross. And,
yeah, oh, no.
No. It's a weird family. I don't want to be part of that family.
Yeah, no, that's a bad family to be part of. I mean, in the family businesses, we didn't do that
that's
either.
That's ideal.
Yeah, you know.
Good.
Too small.
Too small and related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ages were off as well, I guess.
Yeah.
In the small businesses.
Like an 80-year-old boss.
Yeah, with like just a 40-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
And then two younger ones going who were best friends. It's not, you can't do that in a family.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That sounds great.
Am I answering any questions? I feel like I'm so bad at
No, you're questions. Answering everything. Okay, I have a question actually unrelated. Is my eyelash freaking out?
No, it doesn't look like there's anything off with it.
Okay. So I can like feel it. Can we stop for a
second? Yeah, you can absolutely. So no, sorry. Go fix it because I know that feeling.
Yes, you were answering the questions perfectly. Just okay. FYI, it doesn't. We're just having a chat.
It's not like weird. I take something from the question and then I'm like, I need to answer that bit first before I go into, and then I forget what the question is by the time I've gotten to the end of that, and then I just start going.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I do the same thing. I'll even do that asking questions, so we're all good.
Oh, that's good.
We're fine. Oh, yeah. You're in safe hands here.
I always get nervous when if people ask me specific questions, and I'm like, oh, I've not answered that.
Oh, no. That just prompts. We're all good.
Thank God.
We're fine. I'm not ready to move on from your childhood, though, because you did grow up in Townsville. Were you, like, I know that there are different parts of the area that are more populated and you can be further out. Were you around lots of kids?
I was further out.
You were further out, yeah.
I was further out. I was in a suburb, Bluewater, if you know the comedian Zach Dyer, he's from there too.
Yeah,
we did Scouts together weirdly when we were kids.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was like, he went to Bluewater, I went to St. Anthony's, and so I had to catch like a bus to school and from school. And it was like, I feel like one of those people who talks like a granddad who's I caught two buses and then a ferry and then, because I caught like two buses and then walked a bit on either end. I don't know. I liked it because we had like a proper backyard where it's like acreage, and then we had a creek down the back, and we had like this, somebody, an idiot had built a house out of river rocks down the back of our house, and in a flood it had just been washed away. So it was just sort of like remnants of a staircase and like a few weird bits of like.
That sounds awesome.
It felt like, oh, the secret garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Covered in wild passion fruit vines. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, me and my friend Jess from down the road, she'd come down and then we'd steal the ends of the loaves of bread to try and feed to the turtles that lived in the creek. But I don't know if that was good or bad for the turtles, but.
Oh, they're fine. Yeah. Surely, I don't know.
It's just a bit of bread.
It's a bit of bread.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great for any of us,
no.
But we all have some.
No.
That's awesome. Man, I just rewatched Bridge of Terabithia the other day and this is. That's what I'm picturing. It's just like this beautiful wildlands behind the house.
It was kind of like that. It was a bit drier.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Less tragic, hopefully.
Well,
oh,
I
God.
Did see some dead stuff down there.
Shit,
but that's
okay.
Always going to happen when there's droughts, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Far out. That's so cool. So you had your friend coming around. Did you have siblings?
Yeah, I have sisters. They're twins.
Oh.
And they are 8 years younger than me.
Okay.
So they're a bit younger, but I mean, they're great.
Yeah.
And then I've got three stepsisters.
Okay.
As well. So there's a few of us.
Yeah.
But they came along a bit later. So I've never actually lived with my stepsisters.
Yeah.
But
my sisters
have lived with my stepsisters.
Yeah. And but even your sisters, 8 years, that's a big difference.
It's like, a
that's
big difference.
A solo childhood for the large part. Yeah.
Yeah. Up until eight. But I did feel like they were my babies.
Oh.
Because, you know, they were. I was eight, so I was sort of like, I was still a kid, but I was like, these are my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like going to be 24 soon.
Wow.
And so I'm like, they're not babies anymore. And that's weird.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's so nice. So, so many girls.
Yeah. My dad had boy dogs just so he had a boy around.
Cute.
Which I thought was misogynistic, but no.
He just needed someone with him. Oh, that's cute. How did you find being, for the most part, pretty solo and in such a like secluded area? Did you find you're making up a lot of games for yourself, or you're just making friends with anyone and everyone?
I don't think I've ever minded being alone ever.
That's
good. I've kind of just always – I've been fine with it. Yeah. I think I had like – before we lived out in the country, we lived – well, I had – I'd always go to Nana and Granddad's, which was sort of up in the – it was like 2 hours north of Townsville. So it was in a town called Tully.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like the army – there's like an army camp up there. And so I just go chill with Granddad and Nana up there for a bit. And we'd just go off in the rainforest and hang out. And then I lived in like, I guess the suburbs at that time. So, I had friends, I had, there was this kid next door called Anthony.
Okay.
I had to think of his full name because I always remember full names. And then there was Aiden across the road who was like, he was my good, good friend.
Yeah.
And then, Anthony would sometimes come play with us. And then when I moved out to Blue Water, Aiden came out once and then we could never hang out again because we went down the creek to go fishing with the leftover cabana from Christmas.
Okay.
And none of the fish wanted to eat the cabana. And then we didn't take the cabana off the hook and we put it on the table out the back. And then my dog Duke jumped up and grabbed the cabana with the hook in it.
Shit.
And then it was a hand reel. So he just like wound himself up.
Oh, no.
And then luckily I think the cabana like kept the hook safe because he just swallowed it whole, but he had to go to the vets and get it cut out and that was, I think I just was like, I actually can't be friends with, it's going to bring back traumatic memories for me of Duke being hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, he was fine. Duke was fine. But
I'm glad he was fine, but that's like interesting to just make this strong boundary as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I don't think it's good for me.
I can't do it. Can't do it anymore. Probably that's awesome. My parents were like, this is crazy. You two cannot, I don't know.
Yeah.
Be alone, Danielle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Far out. Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty traumatic.
Yeah, that would be really scary.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I hate to hear so many goddamn traumatizing stories about dogs out anywhere.
Oh, but yeah.
It's awful.
It's horrible to think of him, like, I still remember him, like, wrapped around the swing set. Like, and him, but him just, he was fine. Like, he was standing there, like,
yeah.
I'm cool here. And then,
oh, God. Yeah. Wow, okay. Okay, so the friendship was over.
Yeah, well, I mean, sorry, Aiden, I never told you that, I guess.
Did you ever speak to him again?
I don't remember. I think we might be friends on Facebook now. Okay. I don't know. I think he goes fishing a lot.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's everybody up there, so,
yeah, know, but that's normal. It's good that the hook incident didn't turn him off fishing.
That stopped, which is good. I don't know. I made some friends in the area as well from the school bus. So,
yeah.
The girl who I'd feed the turtles with, she lived up the road, Jess.
Yeah, okay.
We'd hang out, and then Nana and Grandad moved down, so I'd ride down to their place and hang out on their property.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I liked it.
That's great. Yeah. That's really good. Well, I think that being comfortable on your own is such a massive skill. It's so important. And it seems to make, from just the research I'm gathering from doing the podcast, it seems to make people actually way more chill about making friends because they're like, yeah, no, I'm good anyway. You can hang out if you want, you know, whereas a psycho like me who's like desperately craving the attention of my older siblings then brings that awful energy into school and is like, why doesn't anyone want to hang out with me?
How much older is your siblings?
Oh, I've got a sister who's 2 years older and a brother who's a year older.
Oh, so they're not really that much older.
No, but that's why I'm like, we need to be best friends. And we are now. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, good.
But like as a kid, you know, the youngest is like, go away, you're a loser.
Yeah.
So I definitely had a lot of that neediness coming with me.
I think that, I don't know. I feel like I'm fine being on my own.
Yeah.
I love being on my own, but I find making friends is hard
because
it's like, I don't know what to talk about.
Okay.
I don't know what the, you know, there's like things that people have in common.
Yeah.
With other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes I'm missing those things.
Really?
Like, I don't know if, like, the pop, you know, references? People enjoy talking about similar things.
I'm terrible at references.
I'm not good at the references.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, I can be quite rude sometimes, like, but okay. I don't realize, like, somebody will say something and I'll be like, well, that's incorrect, actually. And then I'll tell them what would be correct.
Okay. About, people love that.
Yeah. They really, really like it. And I get a lot of invites.
Yeah,
I bet. To small gatherings. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how are your teen years then with making friends?
Oh, well, I've never been a big friend group person.
Yeah, okay.
I've always been like a best friend, mm-hmm, you know,
mm-hmm. So, a one-on-one or a couple of, man, I love that.
Few people, mm-hmm, and that's it. Like primary school, I was just, I had preschool, it was Pip Clifford,
mm-hmm,
and then
what a name,
Pip Clifford. She's great. She lives out in the country really cool now, name. Like on the proper station. Yeah. She's like living the actual dream life.
Oh, awesome.
And then in year one, I think that's when I think I had two almost rival friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me everything.
Kiara Fraser and Tiffany Church.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't really understand how that happened because Tiffany Church was my best friend from year one to year seven.
Okay.
We were like best friends ever. And we would spend like every weekend at each other's houses, uh-huh, basically, sort awesome of, you know. We watched Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
Yes.
More than any other movie in the world.
Great choice.
And her, we would do, I don't know, she lived on a property too, mm-hmm, so we could ride motorbikes and then throw rocks at wasps' nests and run away.
Sick.
I don't know why that was a thing that we were like, whoa, this is so fun, we could die.
Jesus.
I don't know why that happened.
It's chaos.
And then, when she would have a day off school, because sometimes she would get flooded in, I just didn't know what to do. I'd have to go be like,
oh,
is Pip around?
Oh.
Where is she?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And then year eight, we got put in different homerooms.
Okay.
And that, it just rips you apart, doesn't
it? That's so sad. It really does.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, God. It sucks so much.
Yeah. Our parents made us call each other.
Oh.
Because they were like, why aren't you guys friends anymore? And we were like, nothing's happened. We just don't know. You know, I think like at that point, it's just the amount of time you spend together.
That's it. It's all about proximity and time. Like, that's why most of the friends that you make as a kid are in your class or on your street or something, you know. It's like, it's just anyone who's there, really.
Yeah.
Which is also why a lot of people drift as they get older, because you realize you've got nothing in common, you were both just around.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's sad.
It is sad. I mean, Mum invited her to my 21st.
Oh wow.
She invited no other friends.
What?
It was so crazy.
What?
I think my mum just wanted to catch up with Dave and Chris, Tiff's mum and dad.
Yeah.
So we went, I moved overseas and then I came back and Mum organized my 21st birthday and we went to the Bushland Beach pub and she just organized, I think it was just my family. And when I say my family, I mean my mum and her partner,
mm-hmm,
and then my sisters and then my nana and granddad and then Tiff, her girlfriend, and then her mum and dad. And
what?
And at the time, like, I was so from the country as well. I remember not knowing that. I remember just being confused by Tiff's girlfriend. Like, I didn't know that it was Tiff's girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I remember, like, I don't know. I guess Tiff didn't know if she could, like, tell me or not.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, I remembered her telling me this story. And she was like, this thing happened. And then I thought somebody was in the house and I got a knife and I was in the bedroom and Sinna was like asleep in the bed. And I was like, oh no, if Sinna wakes up, I'm just going to be standing over with a knife in my hand. And I remember asking, why did you go into Sinna's bedroom with a knife?
Oh my God.
So I wasn't very clued in as well as I guess. Anyway, I don't know why. I just remembered that. You know when you have, like, regret and, like, a few days later, me going, like, thinking about the story a lot, mm-hmm, being like, why'd she go on a soup? That's so crazy. And then one day being like, oh.
So you didn't make the realization till
not
long
till,
after the party.
Long after.
Okay.
And then I felt so embarrassed that I hadn't clocked on because I kept like drilling down and being like, why did you do that? But that's crazy. Why?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
awesome.
I really embarrassed myself with not picking up.
Oh no, that's fine. It happens. Have you seen her since that party?
Maybe. I don't know, maybe. I've got no idea. I haven't spent much time in Townsville since then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, fair.
But I could have just run into her.
Yeah.
I might
okay.
have run into her. I think we're still friends on things. She's really nice. And her mum, I caught up with her mum and dad since then.
Yeah, okay.
We got brunch in Melbourne when I lived there. And her dad gave me a taxidermied kangaroo paw giving the finger.
Awesome.
He said it reminded him of me.
Wow.
Him and me.
You nailed
beautiful.
It. That is gorgeous. It's nice to know you've had such an impact on the people around you.
Yeah. It's really lovely.
That's awesome. Okay. Wow. You're painting an interesting picture. I like this a lot. How old were you when you started comedy?
I think I was 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 21.
Pretty young. And you lived overseas after starting?
Before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you came back, whole new world.
I came back. Yeah. I moved overseas because mum and I got separated and I didn't really know how to do, because I tried to do the half at each house.
Yeah.
But I was legally 18, so I didn't have to do that. But I was trying to do it for my sisters, and then I was like, this is too hard with work and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And I don't need to. That would be crazy if I just kept doing that until I would have been like 24 or something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And so I guess I just, I kept doing that. And then my friend moved over. Oh, my friend for the rest of high school was my friend Helen.
Okay.
And then she wanted to move to London, and I was like, okay, we should move to London. And she moved a few months before me, and then I moved over. And then, I don't know, I was just over there, and I'd never left Australia before, and I got real depressed pretty soon after moving because it's like pretty grey there.
Yeah.
And I was used to like 32 degrees every day of the year.
It's so different.
Yeah. It's really different. The sun goes down at like 3 p.m.
What?
And it comes up at like 9.
Jesus.
It's horrible.
That sounds awful.
It's really bad. Winter sucks over there.
Oh, my God.
More than anything.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
I did not know that. Thank you.
I'm never going there in winter.
That sounds
people
so
are
bad.
Like, snow.
Ugh, no. Not worth it.
Horrible.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I know. I went over there and then I saw that you could do stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you could just do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was a kid, it was like you saw people on TV or like doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know you could do. I thought you had to maybe go to uni or like do something. Like I didn't know you could just start. Or
you're like, oh, this is actually anyone can do it. No barrier of entry whatsoever.
There's nothing. You can just go.
Yeah.
You could accidentally start doing comedy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And yeah, then I was in London and I thought maybe I'd give it a go sometime because my cousins had told me I should do it, and one of my friends from Scouts, not Zach, my friend Tom, told me I should do it. And then I went to like some open mic nights in London and watched it, and then I was like, oh, I'm pretty busy right now.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd do it when I got back to Townsville.
Okay.
Thought, yeah.
You're like, that's, you know what?
That's
London,
the place for me.
This is too
much.
This isn't much, you know. I could go back and I could be a star.
Exactly. But I honestly think it's probably good that I didn't do it because I think I would have been so strange.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't have any self-awareness at all.
Awesome.
And I was genuinely straight from regional Australia with only pretty messed up stories to tell. And no life experience. I would have just been an absolute... Nobody would have laughed at anything, I think. They would have just been confused by it, not believed it. The cultural... It would have been so different. So
yeah.
I'm really glad I did my first gigs in Townsville where it's like, oh, the people who are most likely to understand this are going to be here
now. Yeah, that's a great point.
I do not have to worry about tailoring it or worrying about people getting it.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long were you doing it in Townsville?
Maybe like, I don't know, like 6 months, but that's probably like 10 gigs.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not that long. And I did like every gig.
Oh.
So it was like a lot of gigs to do in that time because we had not much up there.
No, no.
But then, do you know Dan Towns, comedian?
Yeah.
He came to Townsville and he headlined a show up there. And okay. then he was like, do you want to, I can help you get gigs down south. And so he helped me get some gigs in Adelaide and Sydney. And then
that's awesome.
I was like, I can actually get better if I do like seven in a yeah. week. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then I moved to Melbourne and it was like, yeah.
Good. Beautiful. Oh, that's yeah. so good. So you found that it was a pretty welcoming space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely like, yeah, especially, I don't know, the open mic space I think was like so fun because yeah. everybody was just like excited.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I don't think it was like competitive at that point. I think it that's was just good. Like fun.
That's really good.
But also I'm not very good at reading vibes, so maybe it was very competitive. And maybe I was just awful. Like, yeah, because I quite like competitiveness. I think it's fun.
Yeah, okay. Do you like it with like I can understand the appeal. I'm very competitive with myself.
Yeah.
But I don't love being competitive with other people just because I'm like, oh, I'll never win. So I'm sure I'd like it if I won.
Yeah. I always think of like me and my friend Helen, we would the only time I ever did well in math in high school was when me and Helen sat beside each other because we would just want to beat each other.
That's awesome.
And we would just like try and compete and win against each other. And then we would just have so much fun doing it.
That's so sick.
Yeah. And then she left my school and then I went back to not caring about math at all.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, competition is the only way I think I can like really have fun.
Yeah, and okay.
Also, I feel like if you have somebody to compete with, it's just like a fun time because yeah. you can have fun. Yeah, have fun with each other and be like, that was actually really good and I'm really jealous of what you did.
Oh. That's sick. That's yeah. a really good motivator because, like, the world is naturally competitive, right?
So. Yeah, but I think it's hard to be competitive unless you have somebody who's, like, nice to be competitive
yes.
with. Like,
yes, if it's not a like, personalized thing.
Yeah, if people yeah. actually want to destroy you, then it's not actually fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you play sports as a kid?
I was forced to play hockey from a hockey family.
Okay.
And then I swam, but I like swimming, so that okay. was good.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, but I wasn't a big – I did scouts. That was like my,
yeah.
my sport.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Did you do sports?
No. I my I had asthma, and my mum like wouldn't make me do any of the sports days. She said, because I was a singer as well, she was like, until the day they make everyone do a mandatory singing day, I won't make you do a sports day.
Okay. Your mum is so out of place in Brisbane.
I know. Bless her. She's so sweet. I was just like, you know, a chubby kid not wanting to run around. And she was like, it's a political stance.
That's so nice.
It was.
That's really nice.
It was. Although now, like, I enjoy movement, physical activity. I wish I did team sports. I really kind of wish I had more involvement yeah. as a child.
Did you get forced to do team sports at school? Like, into school? Sports?
Kind of. Like, not really. Year 8 and 9, we had that. But I think I just chose things that I could wag.
Yeah.
Skip school for any international listeners. Yeah. And then I went to a school of arts where we didn't even have sports. So
they didn't do sports at school?
No.
Of arts.
Our sport.
Was it dance? Was that the sport?
Not even dance. We had a gym membership deal with the gym across the road. They were like, it's not mandatory, but if you need to do something, then we'll get you a good deal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did they have a sauna? Because that would have been the only way you could have put me in that gym as a teen.
Yeah, I think it did because I did end up going for a bit. So, and yeah, I definitely wouldn't have wanted to for anything else. That or a pool, but it didn't have a pool. So,
yeah. Do you still have asthma?
Yeah, kind of. If okay. I laugh too much, which okay. is terrible, it's bad. I live with a very funny...
Try not to laugh too much.
Well, I laugh too much and then I just have to take my Ventolin buffer. It's awful. I've told Jacob I'm pretty sure it's going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
That's... I'm sorry about that.
It's beautiful.
That's the way it happens, isn't it? Men always kill their partners.
Exactly. It's statistical. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Back on you. No. I will not die. I'll be fine. I've got a puffer now.
Yeah. I mean, I had really bad asthma.
Really?
I had to take a steroid inhaler every morning.
Yeah.
And then I started... Okay, I'm going to sound like Pete Evans or something, but I started to do infrared saunas.
Okay.
And now I don't need any inhalers really? Ever. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
I know. I don't know if it's placebo
okay.
or it is the infrared, but I mean, either way, I don't have to take any puffers or inhalers or steroid stuff anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's so good.
Okay. That's amazing. I will look into this because I definitely had a window where I never needed anything. Maybe I wasn't laughing.
Yeah.
Maybe I was sad.
You were depressed.
Maybe I was. But these days I'm having it way more than I used to. And I know that when I was a teenager, my mom paid for me to go to a breathing course.
Oh.
And that actually really helped. I learned how to breathe.
That's so funny. So you're a singer and you're not breathing from your diaphragm.
Yeah. I'm breathing incorrectly apparently, but I'm nailing it now. So
good.
Yeah. But I'm going to check this infrared sauna out.
So good.
That's sick.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Tell me where to go.
I just got a bulk deal at end of financial year. It's been
that's
great.
So sick.
Yeah.
Far out. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm glad you're cured.
Yeah, I'm cured. I just got to keep going once every few weeks. And it keeps it at
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I do a regular sauna. Do you think if I maybe turn a red light on?
I don't know. I think it's the infrared.
Okay.
It was developed for the Navy SEALs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was developed for the Navy SEALs by NASA to get a heal faster.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
And if NASA developed it for the Navy SEALs, I need it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I have a laser light mask thingy.
Yes.
Will that work?
That's different.
Fuck.
That's lead. That's LED therapy.
Okay. I have no idea. It's not even laser. I used the wrong word. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I don't know if it's I don't know whatever.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. It's LED.
I don't know which one NASA developed now, though. I did forget that those are different things. So. Either way, yeah, I've one of those masks too. It's pretty good, isn't it?
they're good fun.
They're fun.
I'm glad. Okay. I want to get into a bit of... I actually have the most important question right here that I think I wrote down, which was, have you ever struggled in friendship with hair envy because you have beautiful hair?
Oh, I've only just... worked out how to do my hair the last few years. So before that, it was just hanging limp.
But I've seen you popping up over the years before. It was always just gorgeous.
I think maybe if you'd seen me over the years, those were when somebody who was a professional had been doing my hair.
Sure.
Probably.
All right.
Whereas the last few years I got one of those air wraps.
Oh my God, isn't it amazing?
And it's so good.
Fuck.
But apparently it's not for everybody's hair. Or I think maybe some people are not investing the time to work out how to use it for their hair. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think that is what I think. But also, I'll think the person who I probably spend the most time with in Sydney since I moved here is Lauren Bonner, who has, as she has described herself, the most naturally beautiful hair of anybody she's ever met.
Well, yeah.
And that's true.
I love that self-description. That is so beautiful. And it is magnificent hair.
It's magnificent.
It's just ridiculous.
You've got great hair.
Oh, thank you. But it's fried and fake.
Mine's
and
fried.
And,
It's a good color.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it is stolen valor. My siblings are natural redheads, but I am not.
So this is another one of like wanting them to love you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. No,
I'm like you guys.
I actually did call my sister like a month after having red hair. This is like the most committed to a hair color I've ever been. And a month in, I was like, why didn't you tell me this is what it's like? Like people stop me in the streets. And she's like, yeah, it's like being famous. She's like, I didn't want anyone to know.
Wow, maybe I want to go red.
No, it's such a beautiful blonde. But also it's fun.
I've only been blonde for like 2 years maybe.
That's
I'm like maybe I could be, I don't know. I used to have, but my hair was like bright red when I was a teen.
So yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
It's
we
not
all
the
went
same.
Through our paramour phase. Yes.
Is there any hair color you haven't been?
I've never had black hair.
Okay.
I've had really dark brown that was accidental.
Yeah,
that
okay.
It was almost black. Did not suit me.
No?
No. Oh, this is the first time I've ever been blonde. I have never been like, I guess my red sometimes verged on almost pink. I've never had orange or like purple or blue or green, even
okay,
though
so
I wanted to, but.
Been brown, red and blonde.
Yeah, basically. Okay. I had like natural hair for all the way until I was like 17 and then I had red hair for a few years and then I just went back to natural forever until like 2 years ago.
That sounds really healthy for your hair.
It was, and now it's completely fried.
Shit.
The bleach has really messed it up.
That's so sad.
Well, I did. I was actually good. And then I did like a TV show, I don't know, like this time last year, maybe a little bit after this. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3 months. And every day they'd like comb my hair in really tiny ringlets.
Of
and
course.
Then we would just have somebody coming to. And after that, my hair was like, I had to get it cut pretty. Because, you know, it's blonde, it's bleached, and then it's got heat on it all
what
day.
What show was this for?
It's an ABC show called Gold Diggers.
I thought it might be. Okay, wow. That's all your hair? Far out.
Oh, no, that's not all. They put some other stuff in there as
okay,
well.
Okay, okay,
yeah, because it was, yeah, no. I think if they did that with just my hair, it would have looked, like, my hair is thick, but it would have looked pretty sparse.
Yes, yeah, okay. Okay, thank God. I did hear Nikki Glaser comment on this on her podcast recently where she's like, anything you're watching, everyone's got fake hair in there.
Yeah.
Okay, just don't feel so bad about yourself. Everyone's got it.
Got beautiful thick hair.
Oh, thanks. No, it's just styled. I don't know. Okay. It's hot. That's what it is. It's matting underneath.
With sweat.
I actually did want to ask you a bit about that show and shows that you've worked on in general. Do you, but that one in particular, because it's like, you know, it's not a game show or like being yourself, like you're being a character. It's a fictional show. Do you become best friends with your fellow cast members or crew members?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I mean, like I didn't write it or anything. So we learned our lines and then we were like doing stuff. Because me and Claire, who played my sister in the show, we were like, oh, we're in every scene together.
Yeah.
And we have to like be like sisters.
Yeah.
So we just hung out so much and then we just like naturally loved each other and that was so nice. Like she's just so lovely and she's so funny and sometimes she doesn't know how funny she is and she's just the best. And
that's
we
awesome.
Got put in like this, we had like a few weeks of pre-production as well where it was just us meeting everybody and doing stuff and everything. And in that time, I think we just like completely bonded. And so that by the time we got to filming, we were like, yes, we're best friends. And
yes.
Then, yeah, I became really good friends with the makeup and hair team as well.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, Nella, my hair and makeup artist, I try and see her a bunch. She like was driving up to, she went to live in Byron for a few months to work up there for a bit. And on the way through, we like had a few nights in an Airbnb together and then she was filming another show in Adelaide a little while ago. So Well, a bunch of the hair and makeup team were from the show, so I flew down and we went to some vineyards.
Oh my God.
On the weekend, and it was so nice because,
stop, that's so cute.
It's so fun. I think like it's just like every, when you're like with somebody so many hours of the day, you just have to be best friends. If not, you would, I think you'd go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I was wondering, like, you know, of course, sometimes, the productions and stuff end, and I even just remember like having theater camps and music camps and stuff as a kid. Anytime that stuff ended, I was like in bed for a week bawling my eyes out because I was so upset. I was like, they're all my best friends. I've got my crush as well. I'll never see them again, or at least not till next year. I was so sad. So I wondered, you know, if it ends and it's like, oh, I guess I'll never see you again. But it's so beautiful to hear that the friendships last.
Yeah, Claire lives in Sydney, so we catch up.
That's so good.
I think I got a text message I haven't responded to just yet.
Perfect.
She came over last week. And
yep.
We went for an infrared sauna together recently.
Oh, my God.
And Claire turned it up a bit too high.
Oh, no.
And because the perfect temperature for an infrared sauna is, I think, somewhere between... Like, it's not that hot.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between, like, 55 and 65 degrees or something. So, okay. It's not that hot.
Okay.
I think Claire was like, let's put it up to 80.
Fuck.
And I was like, oh, I've drunk a lot of water today.
Oh, my God.
And then we sat in there and I was like, oh, I'm feeling actually quite sick. And then I got up and then, because it's sort of like, I don't know, the one we went to over near Claire's in Bondi, it's like, there's the sauna and then it's your private area and then there's like a shower beside it. And then I was like, I think I just need it. And then I just started vomiting up all the water in the shower because I drank so much water.
Oh my God.
We're like that close that she was just watching me vomit and she was like, I'm actually just going to go back in the sauna actually for a little bit till you're done.
She came out to watch. That's nice.
Yeah. And then she was just checking to make sure I was alive and okay. And then when she thought it was just water and I was like, yeah, I drank too much cold water before this.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's how close we are.
That's so good. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man, that's beautiful. And you've done, like obviously a bunch of TV stuff with people that are, like, comics, people that you know, people you have relationships with. Have you ever found it, like, get tense on set or anything with people that, nods, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me.
I think, like, on Gold Diggers, I think it's just, like, when you're working such long days, it's almost like I'm not saying me or getting tense. I think just like sometimes there's like tense moments on set where people are like, we need to get the shot done in this many takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody around you is like getting tense about it. Oh. And then you're like, okay, we better do this.
Yeah.
We had two takes to get this like rain scene done.
Yeah.
And I'm not an actor. Like I've never really acted before. So, and that's why I was always so thankful to have Claire because in the rain scene, they like put the rain is like so hard because apparently the way rain would naturally be doesn't read on camera as rain. It just
it
looks
too
normal.
Yep.
Yeah, so they've got these massive things, and then we had these two tiny umbrellas, and we were supposed to like be running from one place to the next place, and they needed to see our faces, so we were sort of supposed to almost like hold the umbrellas back from our head so that they could still see our faces. And every time, like we had two takes to do it, and the first time I just put the umbrella completely just over my face, and then the second time you can see it in the take if you watch it. Me and Claire, like we come out, and then I've got the umbrella and I've put it, and then you see Claire's hand come up and pull my umbrella back that it's held back, not covering my face.
Awesome.
So really, I think she just had to deal with a lot of me not knowing how to act.
That's
and just being like
human instinct. You're trying not to get wet. That's
I don't
want to
get wet. And they're like, we've got two takes. This is a really expensive scene, Danielle.
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure. That's good though. It's good to have each other to work with. Work through that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm so
great.
Glad. Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad. All right, I've got one more question, and then we actually have some sleepover games.
Okay, cool.
To play. But you recently went to LA.
Yeah, about a year or so.
About a year or so ago. Okay, that's not that recent.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I wish it was.
Was that your first time?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would like LA that much. Yeah. But I actually liked it way more than New York.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
I think New York, like, I like the sky. If I can't see the sky, I get kind of depressed.
Yeah. Okay.
And I couldn't see the sky at all in New York. Yep. Also, it was, like, really hot when we were there. So New York kind of smelt like rubbish at the time. And LA kind of looked like, to me, I didn't go to, like, some of the areas. Like, I was there with another comic and he accidentally walked into the Skid Row area.
Oh, no.
And then he was like, oh, man, that was actually pretty scary. And I was like, yeah, I think that is not a place that you are clearly a tourist. It would be crazy for be going there. Like, because everybody would be like, sorry, are you a tourist and you've come here to look at people or something?
Oh, Jesus.
He just accidentally ended up there. I don't know, like, yeah, I just liked that there was greenery and, like, you could go on hikes and it was fun and it was
That's what I keep thinking about it because someone said the other day, they were like, I'm going to the States later this year, and they're like, you'll love LA. And I'm like, I kind of felt offended by that because I'm like, New York's cool, right? Yeah. It's where it's at. The stand-up's crazy, blah, blah, blah. But then I think about it, the weather.
Yeah. I did enjoy the gigs better in New York.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Also, I think I'd get depressed in, I don't know, maybe it was just the apartments in New York seemed so tiny.
Yeah.
And then the LA apartments seemed way bigger. And I like my space. I like to decorate. And also I like to walk around.
Yeah.
And I guess New York is more walky. I guess people say that. Maybe I just was also in Manhattan and not out in like one of the boroughs, which would have been nicer. Like I wasn't out in like Brooklyn much or, I don't know, I'd probably have to live if I was going to go there. A suburb that would be so far out of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know where I'd live. I went there. Everything seems like, I'd probably want to buy one of those like old timey mansions that's like in the country. You know how there's like those those houses that are like, it's $400 and then people renovate them?
Yeah, that sounds great.
That'd be my dream,
that
honestly.
That sounds awesome. Houses scare me, honestly.
Buying one? Having one? Or just houses in general?
Living in houses, I feel so safe in an apartment building because it's like two entry points before someone could come and get me. You could climb up or anything, but I don't know, I get a little scared.
And you're in one of these cement apartments too, so it's like if anybody comes up zombie, you can like push this over
there.
I mean, this looks heavy duty.
This thing is, I can't move it at all. That'd be perfect.
Get that at the door.
That'd be perfect.
Nobody's getting in.
I'm safe.
Yeah, that is safe. You can't get out.
No. But, yeah, no, houses scare me. Anyway, it's a friendship podcast, and I wanted to know about LA specifically. How is, because it's got a, you know, it's got a bad rep, honestly.
How was making
friends, meeting people while you were there?
Oh, I went with some other comics, so I wasn't really... I'm not a big meter of people.
Okay.
I made more conversation with people in New York.
Yeah.
Actually, because I did like LA. Also, they got fresh food in LA.
Yeah.
New York, everything was like dough.
Oh.
And I felt like, whoa.
Oh, you know? God.
And then I guess like, because is LA kind of like... It's summery.
Yeah, and there's it's like hot summery. Girl food with like juice cleansers and all that shit. Like
Mexican all the time.
Oh, my God. Yum.
So much Mexican food. I was like, yes, that's my favorite food. It's fresh. But New York, I think maybe there's more Australians or something in LA, so they're just used to Australians being there. I don't know, because I was just walking around New York talking to people. There was like a security guard in like a... I don't know, like a Sephora type thing.
Okay.
And he was just like singing along to a Jason Derulo song, but he sang
naturally
the Jason Derulo bit. And I just like started laughing and was like, you did the Jason Derulo bit. And then he was just talking, we were just having a fun chit chat. And I was like, that would never happen in Australia.
No.
But also the security guards in Australia don't seem too chatty either.
No.
They always seem like,
tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Or maybe he was tough though, but I just thought the Jason Derulo bit wasn't that tough.
He can be both, you know, the duality of men.
Men can be both, that is true.
That's beautiful. Great place to leave it off. You want to play some sleepover games with me?
Yeah.
Sweet. They're easy. They're all standard sleepover games. You've heard of them. You know them. You love them. You know, would you rather?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. Let's play Would You Rather. Now, bear in mind, I didn't know that much about you, except that you're from the country.
Okay.
So, would you rather be banned from mentioning tractors, pig hunting, and anything farm related or country related for 6 months, or chop off your beautiful hair?
Ooh, 6 months.
6 months.
I'd do the 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah, because I would do the 6 months because I need to get a distance from the pig stuff, definitely, for sure, because I just keep talking about stuff and then everybody just keeps going, pig girl, pig girl. And I'm like, oh, no. And then more stuff happens. Like my sister, she sent me a video. She caught a pig at Christmas with her hands. Like she just found a feral pig and she caught it with her hands and then sent me the video. And I'm like, great. Well, now I have to show people this.
Awesome. That's so great. I'm so glad to hear that. I don't think there's anything wrong with being pig girl.
Pig girl is just like if I was me as a teenager again, yeah, and I was like, yeah, people call me pig girl when I'm 30. God, people so call funny. Me pig girl, I'd be like, oh no.
Fucking hell. Beautiful. Good choice. Good choice. The hair's going to take longer than 6 months to grow back as well.
And I have PTSD from having short hair because mum made me have short hair my whole childhood.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's like, that never happens.
Yeah, she said I wouldn't take care of it.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking. I know. Holy
and guess
shit.
Who else has got a Dyson Airwrap now and does her hair exactly the same as me? Mum.
That bitch. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I actually had a memory come up the other day. Someone was talking about having nits as a kid, and I remembered my ex-stepmom threatening me, saying, if you get nits one more time, I'm shaving your head. And I was like, it's not my fault.
Don't nits like clean hair?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't want to brush my hair. My hair was curly, naturally. I didn't want to brush it. So it was a little bit naughty. But it was clean.
Yeah. Yeah, nits.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, you were talking. I was the queen of nits as a child. We had, do you know CSIRO?
Yeah.
Like the science thing?
Yeah,
have like one of those in Townsville. And they did a program where they were researching nits. So they came around to schools and found all the kids who had nits.
Oh, no.
And I was one of the kids who'd always get nits. And we'd get taken out of class so we wouldn't have to do schoolwork.
Oh.
Then we get taken to a separate room where just, I guess some people would sit there, put knit stuff in our hair and comb our hair while we watch dinosaurs. Can you think of better day?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I would pay right now for somebody to just brush my hair while I watched a movie.
Oh, that's so incredible. Yeah. Holy shit.
All the kids were like, give me your knits.
Sounds so good.
So good.
Also lovely for the parents. Like just,
yeah,
we got it. We got this one. We'll take care of the knits.
But it was good, wasn't it? To have to sit down in front of the TV with mum while she was like going through your hair.
Yeah.
Trying to get it. Mum used to love it too. She'd be like, oh, check out this big
so
sucker.
So pleasing. Yeah. Cracking them and stuff.
Oh, that sound. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Next, would you rather? Would you rather spend the rest of your life as a baby, but with your mind, like your consciousness?
Okay.
But you never get to grow up. Or as an old, old lady, but you live as long as you would now.
Ooh. Nobody's fucking me either way, right?
God, not with the baby.
No, oh obviously not that one, but I mean like how old? Like how old are we talking?
I don't think anyone's.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
So I'm old and ugly.
No. Look, I watched you on Taskmasters. I think you could absolutely kill it.
Thank you.
No. I hope no one's fucking you as the baby.
Okay. Well, no, yeah. Nobody been fucking me as a baby. But
okay.
I'm wondering, okay, with the old lady, if she could do
she
it.
She could still get it.
She could get it.
Yeah.
I'd do the old lady because if, but I've got my mind as it is now.
Yes.
If I've got, how old's the baby? Like, can I walk around on my own?
No.
Oh, I've got to be carried about. And I can't talk.
You're fully dependent.
I can't talk.
No. I mean, baby talk. You can say,
Do I have motor function so I can like draw and make things?
Let's say you're one.
Oh, I think I have to go 80.
Yeah.
Because then old lady, sorry, I just said 80. I don't know how old.
No, 80's good.
Okay. I think I just have to go old lady because then at least I can do shit. Like I can go to Bunnings. I can buy stuff and make stuff.
Yeah,
I can go to the infrared sauna. If not, I'm just a baby with chronic asthma who can't say anything.
That sounds awful. I think that was a clear cut answer to me. Yeah. And I think you nailed it.
You have to live with your parents forever.
Exactly. Fuck that. You're fully dependent. God. You might have to be a little dependent if you're, you know, super, super old, but at least you're still an adult. Like you can still do what you want. You just might need some help.
Either way, there's some money coming in for the fact that you're old for forever or young for forever.
Exactly.
So
yeah, you've got to get some like disability thing for that for sure.
And I think if that happens, then I just get some plastic surgery to try like taut my skin a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think the thing that freaks me out about not freaks me out, but like my dad's friend's mum when I was growing up, she had like, she was really old, so she had these really when the skin, it gets like hard when people get old, and it's also wrinkly, so it sort of feels like a good salami, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And she would wear stockings on her legs, and I would always be like, how are her legs so smooth, because her arms
okay.
And so I think like that's the bit about being old that would freak me out would like, be the like the skin. Pulling on the skin when you're trying to like moisturize and stuff. So I would be like, okay, can we get some retinol?
Yes.
Can we do some laser, some skin tightening, some something.
So many treatments. You can do whatever you want. Give it a go.
I'm looking like Joan Rivers in 2 weeks' time. I'm doing it. I'm old.
Beautiful. Yeah, it'd be such a mind fuck. Like part of the aging process that helps us cope with it and our, you know, impending deaths and whatever else is that it's gradual. It'd be so fucked just immediately being super old.
Yeah, because then you're not at least trapped in your body.
Yeah.
With no vocal, no ability. I mean, you do have to go through school as an 80-year-old, which sucks. Maybe you're just school of the air or something.
Yeah. All right, great answer. Beautiful. I've got the next game.
Okay.
It's F, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
It's a PG podcast, obviously. first one, straight to it. It's F, fuck, marry, kill. Tractors, guns, and big hats.
Tractors, guns, and big hats. Fuck, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Tractors, guns, and hats.
Mm-hmm. Big hats.
Okay, big hats. Big hats. Marry big hats.
Okay.
Because that is keeping the UV off.
Yes.
Marry big hats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, kill. I'm going to fuck the tractor.
Okay.
Because we need tractors.
We do need tractors.
Tractors
run this country.
Exactly. And what's not a tractor? But any machinery is kind of a tractor if it's not a car.
Yeah.
Like a bobcat.
I'll give you that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to need those.
We need them.
You can't kill them. Going to need those things.
Yep.
And then, kill guns because they're already kind of illegal. You got to have a gun license in places. Yeah. And that's just rifles, you know. You can only have rifles. Some people do still have illegal guns, but, you know, it's just out there.
It's true. It's true. All right. Good.
Yeah, marry big hats. That's the obvious.
I didn't know it was the obvious, but I am so happy to hear that it is.
UV is a killer in this country.
Yes, no, you're so right. You're very smart. You're completely correct.
Thank you. You can never trap this mind in a baby.
okay. Next fuck, marry, kill is like a classic. I haven't done one of these in some time. It's just a bunch of dudes, okay?
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill Jeremy Allen White.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling and Timothy Chalamet.
Ooh, kill Timothy Chalamet.
Great answer.
He's not for me.
Nope. I don't know who he's for.
I don't think anything. I mean, like I don't need to go into it. Yeah. He's kind of weedy. So he's like a I don't understand adult women who were like, I want this one who seems, I think he seems like he's, I don't know him at all. No. This is me really ripping into Timothée Chalamet.
It's okay.
But he feels like he thinks he's superior to people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, la-di-da, you speak French. So what?
Does he speak French?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's, and I think he thinks, there, anyway, I don't know. I think he thinks he's too cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And he does look like a baby boy.
Yeah. And I think, I haven't seen the new Willy Wonka, but I don't think he pulls off weird. I don't think he pulls off weird.
No, 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 no.
I don't think he's weird. I think he's real normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's real normal pretending to be weird. And I know weird. and then what? Fuck. And then marry. Ooh. Mm. Okay. I think I'd have to... I'm going to be... I think this is going to be a bad one. I think I'd have to... This is a hard one.
It's hard.
Because it's... I think the thing is, Ryan Gosling doesn't seem that... To me... He seems like just a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem that super interesting to me, but neither does. But Jeremy Allen White feels like he. I think I'm just going off the character of the bear.
I know.
I go. I can't marry him. I can't marry that. He's absolutely not got his shit together. Ryan, now he'll look after you. Yeah, so I think he'll I'd have to house. Fuck Jeremy Allen White and then marry Gosling just because he seems more like he's got. And this is based off characters.
No, I know. It's purely based off characters. But I mean, I guess also Ryan Gosling's, I think, older.
I think he's older.
Have his shit together a bit more. That's probably a good call.
I think also maybe I've just seen a lot of like photos of, but I think it's because of the wrestling movie coming out recently. And I find when people like are posing in those, and I'm sure Ryan Gosling's had to do heaps, but they're out of my periphery.
Yeah.
I know that people are supposed to like find them horny, but I find them like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It's too horny.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I know this is not okay to say, but like men trying to be sexy is not
sexy. It's like I want to see that accidental. Like you just walk into the room and you're like that. I'm like, hell, great.
Yeah, yeah, if you're like pulling something apart and some muscles start bulging, it's like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
But don't like do a face. Don't, the TikToks of the guys like, no.
No, not, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, me too. Because if not, I have a lot of questions for you. Thank God for where Timothée Chalamet sits for both of us.
Oh, my God. I know. Let's move on.
Yeah.
It's too heated, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one more game.
Okay, great.
It's truth or dare.
Beautiful.
So, balls in your court.
Ooh.
Truth or dare.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I don't even know what the question or dare would be, but I'm going to go with truth.
Okay. Was it a lot of pressure growing up in the same town as the Powerpuff Girls?
It was.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I would have to fight crime.
Obviously.
And I'm not, I don't give a shit.
You know, it's not that you don't have superpowers. It's that you don't care.
I don't care. Wow. I think if people are... there's not supervillains around.
That's so true.
And so it's like, what? Am I going to care about a shoplifter? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's all about actually like the means and the way society treats people. And wow.
I don't care at all.
Beautiful.
But that is good that you know the Powerpuff Girls are also from Townsville. Because most people,
I like that you say also from Townsville because it's like... Yeah, obviously that's the same Townsville, obviously.
Yeah, we've got that monkey walking around with a big brain thing. It's a big brain thing. Yeah. It's very compossible-esque.
Yeah.
I get the two confused a bit sometimes.
No, that's fair. I will admit I've been recently rewatching it.
Kim Possible?
No, Powerpuff Girls.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, it holds up.
Does it?
I mean, it's a kids show, but
really, I mean, kids shows are good.
It's really funny.
Yeah, have you watched... I watched it recently. It's on Netflix. It doesn't matter. It's just a kids show that I really enjoy. It's I've forgotten it. It's got Bites maybe in the net title.
It's got what?
It's got Bites in the title. Or Little Lunch. It's called Little Lunch.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
It's really good. It's like just, I watched multiple episodes of it. I loved it. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good show.
I'll check it out. Oh, no, 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 no. That should be cut by here.
Okay,
so
thank God.
I'll blur it out if they
thank God. I've got really big feet.
What?
I've got really massive feet.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Is that okay?
It's fine. I just, I feel like they look weird. They're really big. And I feel really? Like they're like, I feel like they're like bony.
Oh.
And I don't like it. No other okay. part of my body would I describe as bony.
Okay.
But my feet, I'm not. I'm like, oh, why are they so bony?
I thought that you might have just been covering them for modesty because you didn't want to be on WikiFeet or something.
Oh, that too. Because yeah. I got my nails done green, my toenails. And you should never do toenails green, I don't think. I think that's the rule.
I think that's cute.
Thank you.
Especially with like a pink shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
That's great. That's the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you for telling me about your feet.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell the listeners and viewers where to find you and what you're up to?
Oh, yeah. I only really use Instagram. So, yeah. And I'm very infrequent. But when I have stuff on, I will post it on there. That is, I think, Danielle Walker Comedy.
Beautiful.
I don't know. I've got shows, I think, that are on sale. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm doing all the festivals, but I don't know
awesome.
The dates. But if you want to Google, you can Google those.
Easy.
Yeah. That's easy.
Easy. Beautiful. I will probably chuck some plugs up this top as well. Otherwise, we've got a Patreon if you want to check it out. I'm doing Melbourne show if you want to check that out. All of the plugs for everything will be in the show notes. And I love you all and thank you all for watching. And listening.
That's really nice.
I do love that them. Nice. I'm grateful. They help me hang out in the fort, you know? It's nice.
They help you afford.
I know. Things. All these riches. This is real gold.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks for listening.